And now, a word from our sponsor. Do you have a mud-matted beard on your face? Don't try normal facial soap. You need a cleanser for your hairy face that works like a shampoo. Now available at your local grocery store, try Poo Face. Poo Face is the revolutionary new product from Johnson 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 and Bob that works like facial soap and like shampoo, but is gentle enough for your gruff mug. Try Poo Face today and wipe it all over your face. It's like shampoo for your face. That's Poo Face. It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 87.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as the Ramen Noodle. Joining me in his normal sniffing chair is Jeremy Laughlin.
I looked away when I sniffed and you forgot my middle name, which is, if Jeremy. This is a clean podcast, I'll eat my hat. No, it is clean. Just apparently our sponsors are not as clean.
Well, it's shampoo for your face.
Yep.
So you just mix the two words together, and it works fine.
But we shan't linger.
Yes, we shan't.
And also joining us in the studio.
Speaking of in the studio is my beautiful wife, Jenny. Jenny Lewis, by the way.
Did I just have a disturbed look on my face? I feel quite disturbed.
Oh. That's what the mummies do too.
By the way,
yes.
Do you get mud matted beard often?
Sometimes, yeah.
Whenever, do you?
Whenever I like roll in the mud, rolling in the deep mud.
Right.
Did you get that out of your system? Are we going to be talking about that for the rest of the podcast?
No, we aren't.
All right, good.
Okay, yeah. I don't have any darts. I wish I did.
This is the. This is the podcast where we talk about funny stuff that's happened in our lives, your lives, everybody's lives,
people any kind of lives, really, yeah.
And the unlife and the game of life,
the unlife
and the ungame,
the half life, really.
Yeah, and the half life of life,
the wasted life,
yeah,
the life that never quite lived up to its full potential. The we joke. Examine all of these things. And laugh.
Oh,
so
boy. Check us out on the web at cleancomedypodcast.com. Make sure that you're subscribed, too. And if you are debating pressing that unsubscribe button...
Do it!
Then please ignore the advice of my co-host.
And please ignore every mention of poo in this podcast.
Unless you love poo.
Unless you love poo.
I'll not play the button.
Okay, thank you. That's silly because you're too slow.
But we hope that you'll stick around and enjoy this. And please send us your own funny stuff. We've got some funny things to share with you today from you, our listeners, and some funny things that we'll share of our own. But we're going to start this off with our random noodle updates. Funny stuff from this last week. This last week, it wasn't funny that I needed this, but I needed a root canal.
That part wasn't funny?
Here, a brief little public service announcement here. If your dental insurance pays for free cleanings, get them. Don't have dental insurance for 10 years and not use your free cleanings, or else you might need a root canal or a couple. Well, I've got this new dentist, and he's, like Arabian origin of some sort, Middle Eastern origin or something. And
okay.
He speaks with that kind of accent. That's my point. He speaks with that kind of accent.
Are you going to try and imitate it?
No, I'm not. I'm not good at that accent.
What note?
That's more like an Indian accent, not a
What's Eastern. The difference?
Oh, dude, you just offended all of our Middle Eastern listeners.
No, I did not. I'm trying. Okay, never mind. Oh, wait. Oh, so closer to like Saeed on Lost.
Yes.
Okay.
Or like, yeah. So this guy is there, and as he's drilling on my teeth and pulling things out and all of this stuff, and he's got my mouth stretched open to its absolute max.
Drilling on your teeth? Drilling on your teeth. Drilling like a fool.
Screaming like a fool.
Were you screaming?
No.
That's embarrassing, dude.
But he did keep asking me.
I wish I could have been there for that.
Daniel, do you have any... I can't do his accent, but he's like...
All I can picture is Saeed, your dentist.
He sounds kind of like Sean Connery.
Daniel, if you do not open your mouth wider, I will have to hurt you.
Well, he did keep asking me, does it hurt? But more often, he would ask, Daniel, are we still friends? It's like, I didn't want to say
still?
No, but I'm thinking you're my dentist. We don't have a friendship outside of this chair and my mouth being wide open for your examination. We don't have a friendship.
And yet that's not something you want to communicate while in that position.
An awkward friendship. Yeah.
Especially if he was one of those types of Arabians that had anti-American feelings.
One of those wow. And you thought I sounded racist?
Well, it's just a matter of fact that some of them...
I'm not sure Arabian is quite the right...
I mean, Canadians are like that, too. Some Canadians don't like Americans. Some Americans don't like Americans.
Your mom doesn't like Americans.
Your mom's an American.
Some Americans don't like Americans. Just kidding. Just kidding. Yes.
So I decided
so
that...
awkward.
Because of this, I felt like we'd become such great friends. You get that way when someone sticks their hands down your mouth a whole lot, working on your teeth and keeping your teeth for their collection. So I decided that he and I should hang out more often and like go out for coffee. And
I don't know what
of
kind
candy.
Of friends you have, but I don't have any friends that stick their hands in my mouth regularly.
Well, like I said, a very interesting friendship.
Unique.
But at the end, I did shake his hand, and I tried to say, yes, you're still my friend. Lest he break out in song. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
That's
Why
not a song.
Why can't we be friends?
Canceled. Pause. Delete.
The color of your teeth don't matter to me.
Doesn't
as
matter.
As long as I can pull them, as you see, why can't we?
You're supposed to save the teeth, not pull them. Dentist singing man, stop. Wait, you're not the dentist singing. What is happening? Oh, my.
Jeremy, what have you got?
Oh, goodness. With that, I don't even, my brain is kind of melted after that story. I had some stories, actually. I guess this is full disclosure, not that it matters, but these are from 2 weeks ago, gasp. I didn't share them last week because we had so much to talk about from PodCamp. So a couple Sundays ago, after church, I went to Panera with some friends. And you know how they give you those little tiny water cups?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's like almost a shot glass of water.
Exactly. I tend to put a lid on mine and a straw, and the straws are way too long. So
does the straw fit inside the little cup?
Well, part of it does. It does its job, but it does it awkwardly, much like some people I know. So you finish your water rather quickly, and unless you want to get up and often go to the other end of the restaurant just to get more water in that tiny little cup that you'll probably finish by the time you get back to your table... You're sitting there for a while with an empty water cup, but you're still kind of thirsty, so you might get up and go get more water, right? So you hold on to it. So finally, there were three of us left, and we sat there.
Wait. Did the others die from dehydration?
Yeah. And, well, I won't get into the cannibalism.
Oh, my.
No, there was none of that. that day. And so they all left.
You decided to eat your bowl of soup.
They left. That's because how hungry you were. Did you just say they left because there was no cannibalism?
Yes. No, that is not what I... That isn't why. I think they left because... Yeah. I threatened... No. They just left. They simply left. There's actually no more to squeeze out of that one.
Okay.
Try as I might. Unlike the lemon wedges that are kind of gross that I don't put in my water because they've been sitting out and everybody's been pawing through them all morning.
Obviously.
But I digress. You
are passionate about that. But continue with your funny story.
Shut. Yeah. So three of us were left, right? Left, right. And I'm sitting there with my empty water glass. And you know how some people chew on a toothpick or something, which, let's face it, is kind of a redneck thing to do?
Hey.
Oh.
Just do you kidding. Do that? Just kidding. Just
sorry, I didn't mean to.
If I have a toothpick.
Well, if you have one, yes.
Otherwise,
you sit around with it in your mouth.
A grain of wheat is good.
What?
A grain of wheat, if you're a farmer.
Oh.
It's a little harder to get the
A grain?
Stuff. Or... A stalk. Yeah. An entire stalk.
I was imagining
of
some
wheat.
Little green thing. And you're like, I just chew on this for a few hours. Yes. I'd been chewing my straw, or just kind of, you know, having it in
my
mouth.
People
idly.
That chew their straw are gross.
Well, we are. It's just, it ends up happening more with those little stupid water cups because there's so much straw sticking out. So the conversation went on and on, and we talked and talked and. And after a while, we had gathered some stuff up, and the friends who were there with me are named Tommy and Harish. Hopefully they hear this at some point. And all of a sudden, I realize something, and I say, Harish, you're chewing on the straw that I was just chewing on. I had set my cup down and he had picked it up. Actually, he was trying to, you know, like slurp the last little drops of, we'll say, water out of the bottom of the cup.
And I know something you don't know. That's not water.
So that was gross. He put it back down and he apologized. I was like, it's your problem, honestly. So we sat there and we talked for a while more. And after a little while,
then he grabs your fingernails and starts chewing on them, too.
That could have been.
No, we were just talking away. And Tommy goes, Jeremy, that's the straw Harish was just chewing on. I had picked it back up without thinking about it.
Oh,
and
goodness.
So now it was my problem again. And I was chewing on the straw again.
Wow.
So that happens.
This is a bondage of friendship over chewed straws.
It's so gross.
Let us chew straws together and bind our friendship.
We sat around and we passed around the chewing straw.
Someday, yeah. If you ever start your own tribe, that will be the thing instead of like the pipe that they would smoke to symbolize their...
Oh, I will start a tribe.
Oh, okay.
And we will share a chewing straw.
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
I'm not going to sit near you. Or maybe if I just make it a
it
habit
doesn't
not
matter
to
where
chew
you
my
sit.
Straw.
The moral of the story...
Chew your straw first. Be the first to chew the straw.
When your water cup at Panera is no longer active, dispose of it.
Active.
Don't chew on the straw and don't take the risk that someone else will chew on it intermittently when you're not, because that's just gross.
We're just full of PSAs today.
Just plain old gross. Oh, here's a PSA for ya. Or maybe it's an open letter. Panera, bigger water cups, please. Thank you.
Goodbye. Jenny, what do you have to share from this last week? Or I think you wanted to stretch back a couple weeks to share something.
Oh, yeah. I actually have a dentist story as well. I went to the dentist, and I thought at first I felt really stupid for going to the dentist because I thought I had popcorn stuck in my teeth that I just could not get out.
Ooh.
Yeah, I felt really dumb.
Would it have been kettle corn or normal popcorn?
normal Bob Gordon.
Yeah, that tends to stick better than kettle corn. Yeah.
So anyway, I was feeling kind of stupid to go to the dentist for food stuck in my teeth. So I sat down in the chair and I waited and waited and waited. And then the dentist came in and he asked me what's going on. So I told him popcorn.
Popcorn's going on.
Popcorn.
So he had a look and he all of a sudden just he straightened and he was like,
"We're not friends anymore."
You might as well have said that. He was like, "You've got to be kidding me." He was like, "Oh, come on." He's like, "Jenny, this is not popcorn. This is your tooth." And I was like, I was afraid this was going to happen because I already felt so dumb about going in for popcorn, but I felt even dumber having it not be popcorn and just be my tooth. So actually this is a sad story because I ended up crying.
Aww.
It was just a bad day. But after that, to make this story funny, he kept asking me, "Are we still friends? Are we still friends?" Because
same dentist, obviously.
After some awkward moments of awkwardness, he started working on me and he was like, "Are we still friends? Are we still friends?" And I was like, uh-huh, because I can't really talk with his hands in my mouth.
So, which may explain why, when I come there a week later, he's very careful about me. Maybe he knew that I was Jenny's husband.
Well.
And he knew that I'm a black belt.
He was a new dentist. I'm pretty sure he didn't know you were.
It's very important to put a defined space between new dentist there.
Also, two sentences in a row, I thought you were going to say something else at the end. Those words were wife and man, but I'll just let you figure the rest of that out.
Okay. You know, a while back, popcorn was a word I used instead of like stink or crap or something like that. I'd say, "Oh, popcorn."
Oh, popcorn.
Yes.
Holy Swiss cheese.
So it makes the story funnier to hear that you had popcorn stuck in your mouth.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's just weird.
And then the dentist says, "This isn't popcorn."
Anyway. Cricket.
Every time I hear someone say, "So anyway," I think of the cat lady.
Yeah.
"So anyway, I am a cat lover." You know that song? Remember that cat lady?
I do.
I think I met her or saw her in the grocery store the other day.
Lies. Whoa. These are lies.
She
was hugging every cat she could.
She's a politician to cats. Hugging and kissing every one of them.
Oh my.
But she can't.
She can't hug every cat.
No. There was an old lady in the grocery store swallowing flies.
Oh, and, dear.
Well, she aged quickly because, you know, internet years are very quickly, very quick.
Very quickly.
There's this old lady there, and apparently she did find a guy from the Facebook. eHarmony.
What are you talking about?
Are you talking about the old woman or the girl?
eHarmony. The girl found a man from eHarmony, and apparently he likes cats too because they quickly aged together.
Oh,
and their grocery cart, their two grocery carts. No, they're three grocery carts that the two of them were pushing and pulling.
You're telling a story.
No. Well, I am, but this is a true thing. We're completely full of cat litter.
Oh. How does cat litter stay in a shopping cart?
Because
shopping carts usually are just made of wire mesh. And I would imagine that all the cat litter would just fall out of the cart all over the floor if you tried to pour it in. And no cat could get in the cart and do its business there. And you wouldn't really want that anyway. So really, there'd just be cat litter all over the floor of the store. And why would you open the bags in there before you bought them anyway?
I'm wondering if I just lower... Oh, he stopped talking.
Mute me.
Wait, what are you quoting?
Why myself.
Oh, yes. I'm like, that's so familiar. Well,
we did get some stories this week, and we're going to tell some travel stories.
No way.
What happened?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good, I can tell.
And we'll start with these travel stories that are going to be good, because I can tell, with some stuff from you, our listening audience.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello?
Ring, ring. You have a bad connection.
This first story came in from Catherine Russell. She says, I took my son to Disney in Florida when he was 5 years old. I taught him to remember his name because it was fairly long. Yeah, it's important for kids to remember their name.
It's pretty important.
Was?
By singing it to the tune of the Mickey Mouse song. Because his name, Christopher, has the same number of letters. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. When he heard, so it would go C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Man, that is
Christopher. Christopher. I hate you like Hopshaw for no reason.
So when he heard the Muzak playing at Disney, his whole face lit up and he turned to me all excited. They're playing the Christopher song. They're playing my song. It was so adorable. From Catherine.
I used to sing my name to the Jell-O song.
Whenever I spell your name, I think of the Jell-O song. I just want to say J-E-N-N-O, I mean E-Y.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe you should.
Singing cricket.
What would that sound like?
I don't know, because they're kind of already singing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
This came in.
I had to try.
That was great.
This came in from Jesse. Said, I think it's a guy because of the spelling. He said, today I was driving on the road, and at Walgreens, they had a wired, I think he meant weird.
Oh, I thought you meant it was Jesse, a guy named Jesse, because of it all is. The misspellings in oh. his letter. Oh. I was like, what?
These are definitely masculine misspellings.
I was wondering.
What? Yeah, like the whole like blonde and blonde thing, you know, with the E, without the E, fiance and all of that
oh
stuff.
My.
Anyway, he says, today I was driving on the road and at Walgreens, they had a weird word placing. It read like this. Get your flu shot here now. However, I have to explain this. The placement of these signs, they had a lot of spacing between the words. I guess they were trying to justify the text or something so it could be, you know, justified text.
I just can't justify this text. Do something about it.
So it's all aligned on the left and the right side, and it's really spaced out in the middle. Two words per line. So it ended up reading like this. Two columns of text that read, get flu here. Your shot now.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so if you need a shot of the flu, that's where you go.
Well, that's pretty much what a vaccination is.
They're give just me the
giving
flu
you
now.
A little bit of the sickness.
Give me a flu. Give me a flu. Da, 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 da. All right, wait.
Where is this going?
That was not the tune I meant it to be. Faye, our friend Faye J, who previously sponsored an episode by giving us Minecraft.
Aww.
But since then, the sponsorship ran out.
That's
obvious.
She wrote in saying, the water buffalo are watching me. I was in India traveling. It was a several-hour drive on a rough dirt road through the middle of rice fields and lots of nothing.
Uphill but, both ways.
But water buffalo herds. Everybody's got a water buffalo.
Yours is fast, but mine is slow.
We had a planned stop partway through the trip at the only place around that had its claim to fame in having a, quote, Western toilet. unquote. I guess maybe it had like this toilet had spurs and a cowboy hat.
Oh, God.
And a whole gun.
I need
a
to tell about a toilet after you're finished with this. I just remembered one.
And above the toilet, there's a little sign that says, "Don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes."
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not that kind of Western toilet.
No, maybe not.
Okay. The claim to fame in having a Western toilet. This is India, remember. Not Indiana. India.
Yes, we call them Eastern.
Yeah. Before heading out, I had made necessary precautions to avoid any issues. Unfortunately, it soon became apparent as we bounced and rattled down the road that the precautions had not been enough, and the urgency reached a desperation that was not going to wait the next hour and a half to the prized Western toilet. By the way, this is
Faye! Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Well, she did warn us. Do you remember? She warned us.
This is Faye, the one who sponsored us so we wouldn't talk about poo.
She's sticking her tongue out at us in the chat room.
Communicating this urgency to our driver was rather awkward.
I have much experience doing that.
It's hard to be delicate through a language barrier.
Yep.
The very polite Indian. Yeah. How do you illustrate that if they don't speak your language?
I think you just would probably need to say it bluntly rather than illustrate it.
Yes. And very loudly, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Because
if someone
they don't
can't
understand
your words, yes. You should say them more loudly.
You want to buy a duck?
That's why I talk to you so loudly.
The very polite Indian young man couldn't hide how appalled he was at the thought of pulling over so the white American woman he was responsible for could go pee in the middle of a thicket of thorn bushes.
Oh, my.
He motioned wildly to me. Toilet. It very soon. You go there. It nice. But my bladder wasn't convinced that soon would be soon enough, and so he unwillingly pulled over and let me out in the middle of nowhere, India, with biting ants swarming and water buffalo staring
at
me.
Water buffaloes.
Everybody's got a water buffalo.
Late, and they were all hanging out there. Weird place. Later, upon arrival to our pit stop, I took a look at this prized Western toilet that the driver was so keen on having me wait for. The words Western toilet are loosely used as the only thing Western about it was its shape.
Oh.
All similarities from there didn't exist.
I'm thinking a Western saddle at this point.
Or like a cowboy-shaped toilet.
Oh, my goodness.
A cowboy-shaped toilet?
A cowboy hat.
That would be a little awkward, especially in a lady's bathroom. Oh.
Bay, you took us here. I'm just saying.
Although it might have been formerly white, but that was in question.
Ooh.
I guess this is, I won't say anything about.
They don't know that they have to clean Western toilets. They think they're just self-cleaning.
It was installed precariously in a broom closet.
What?
With a tiny hole hacked into the wall to allow a smidgen of light during the day. You couldn't flush the toilet after each use. The staff would flush it every so often with a bucket of water.
Oh, gosh.
Toilet paper was not flushed, but put in the overflowing can next to the toilet.
Oh, that's common in some countries.
And the makeshift plumbing was only put in for the toilet. No sink.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Might prefer the outside option.
She concludes, I'm convinced my thorn bushes and water buffalo audience was a much better bathroom option.
Oh, that's water buffalo. Sad.
Oh, goo.
Do water buffaloes sound like rushing water?
Episode title.
Oh, about my toilet that I wanted to tell about. I one time went, I think it was a place in Texas maybe, and there was an outhouse. It was a really cool outhouse, and the toilet seat was clear.
Yeah.
And no, it was really cool. And it had barbed wire in the toilet seat. So it looked like you were sitting on barbed wire, but you weren't. The toilet seat was sealed around the barbed wire.
That's so elegant.
It looks kind of cool.
That's to keep anything from escaping the toilet.
I think I saw something like that on Home Improvement back in the day. Tim Taylor built a man's bathroom.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
It was cool. It was a cool bathroom. And the coolest toilet I've ever seen. Just saying.
I think that the toilets are like best neither seen nor heard is my preference.
It's quite an experience to sit on barbed wire.
True. I shouldn't knock it till I've tried
it. Don't knock it. It was a decorative toilet, a very creatively decorated toilet.
See, around Easter time, some people make crowns of thorns to remember.
Don't just stop
I don't,
now.
I don't
stop
want now. To know where stop this is going. Now.
I can't handle that.
I'll stop there. Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for sending in those stories that we included on this show, indicating that those are the stories that we're including on this show. Which is, like, obvious. If you have stories that you want to share with us, funny things that you see or
happen
to you.
Funny toilets you see.
Ooh.
Send us your favorite toilets. Pictures.
Yeah, don't send a toilet.
Don't.
We'd hate to have to burn everything. Wow, you can't burn a toilet. That's a problem. Don't send toilets.
Well.
Unless they're decorative.
And we could turn this into a business. Send any leftover toilets to P.O. Box.
We buy ugly toilets.
Oh, my.
From the people who buy ugly houses and date ugly people comes, we buy ugly toilets. Or the slogan for the staff at that Western place were, we flush ugly toilets.
We flush.
I'm thinking like...
Gross.
When you said we flush, I'm thinking the WII, we flush. That'll be the next potty training game for children. We flush.
Run in place. See if you can make it to the bathroom in time. It's part of the fitness, whatever that was with the we.
A little white thing you can stand on.
That's right.
Yeah, which, by the way, I think I'll put that in the show notes. It's an old video from, I have to make sure it's clean, but an old video from Sarcastic Gamer where they took the Nintendo Wii Fit commercial and did a parody of it.
Wii Fit, that's what it was.
Wii Fit.
Nintendo presents a little white thing you can stand on. thank you, everyone, for your feedback. And by the way, we are looking for new feedback for next week's episode.
Cha.
So you have until November 7th to send us this specific feedback, or you can send us any other funny stories too. But for November 7th, we want to share funny Halloweenish themed items.
Yes. What did you dress up if you dressed up at all?
Or craziest things you saw, craziest outfits you saw. If you have pictures of yourself or others, you're welcome to send us those pictures as long as they're clean.
Like, jeez.
If you are walking around wearing a toilet, then that could be a cool picture to like make the cover art for this episode. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But you can send us that those funny stories to feedback@noodle.mx. Or call 859-353-4332. And you can also send us an audio message to the feedback email address. And if you do anything in audio form, please keep it to fewer than 3 minutes. And then that way we can fit it in. So now let's talk about our traveling stories. A while back.
No, this is creepy.
Oh, that was the doorbell. Hold on. Actually, we are recording this on Halloween.
I was going to say, the doorbell might ring.
Yeah, except that the light bulb is burned out on the front step, so like our house is pitch black.
So if the doorbell rings now, be afraid.
Be very, very afraid.
Ding dong.
Witch is dead, dude. Oh, sorry.
I always hated traveling as a kid, like driving around. I liked flying.
I hated knowing that you drove around as a kid. Actually, I didn't know you as a kid, but
there are many instances of stories of Jeremy and I traveling together.
Oh, yes.
And I'm just going to pull one of these in case you wanted to pull the other one. Or any of the others.
Where are we pulling these from?
I don't know. Some Western toilet or something.
Or water buffalo.
Jeez.
We were on the way back from a friend's wedding. And at this wedding, I don't know quite if it was something I ate. Maybe they like undercooked the water buffalo or something. But
oh, it was so good, that water buffalo.
On the way back from this wedding, I was starting to just feel really bad, like seasick in the car and all sorts of nasty stuff. I wasn't sniffling, though, like Jeremy does in the
mic. Wait, that was his chair, remember?
I thought if I make a noise, I should just move on and not point it out.
That one was so blatant. And I don't know why we're talking. It's this one.
Ow.
Excuse me. I should be good for a while now.
Are you done?
I thought I'd get all that out in the open since we were talking about it. Okay.
I was getting really sick on this drive. And at this point, I don't think I'd let anyone else drive my car. And so I was kind of set on, I'll do all the driving on the way back home. But I was just starting to feel really bad, and I knew what was coming. I was going to have to
speak French.
Say it, yes. Speak French. Heave and hoe. Toss my cookies
and whatever wasn't very well cooked at the wedding.
Toss my water buffalo. I was about to make like some mad teenager on Twitter and just explode.
Okay. Jeez.
And from the mouth. And I was starting to think, how am I going to do this? What if, like, I really did not want to stop, and there weren't many exits at this time coming up. So I was thinking, what if I just have to pull over, open the door? What is Jeremy going to think as he sees this driver stop the car at the side of the highway, open up the door, speak French onto the side?
Chocolat bleu!
Close the door.
And continue on driving.
Well, you were not looking so good, as I recall.
No. But then also, I had to think about, what are the litter laws? Because sometimes...
Really? Did you really think about that?
Litter laws. And I think sometimes an effective way to deal with people who litter is pick up their trash, follow them with it, and insist that they throw it away at the proper place. So what if someone decided to employ that kind of litter law in my situation?
I
think they would have been in danger of littering themselves.
I just littered myself.
Wow. Okay. And I don't think you even were all that well for, you know, sitting upright. So it wasn't quite so much the pulling over that was the problem.
Right.
And as I recall, I didn't even have much experience driving on the interstate, which is so different now.
Yeah,
just a tricycle on the interstate, really. So that was kind of an adventure for me, but it was, you know, I drove, and this was before GPS people.
Yeah.
So I had to make sure I knew where I was going. That was fun.
So there weren't any GPS people on the highway.
And we made regular stops for Daniel to speak French.
I spoke French from gas station to gas station.
Very fluently.
It was a real bonding experience.
Yes. Yeah, it really is when you're riding with a guy who's puking his heart out. At some point, maybe I should have asked, Jeremy, are we still friends?
And my response would have been, well, I let you back in the car, didn't I?
Back in my car.
Yeah, back in your car, which I still could have driven away without you if I got tired of all the French. If I stopped pardoning your French. Wait a minute, we're mixing our metaphors.
That's okay. They were quite mixed up with everything else, like the water buffalo.
Oh, I thought you were trying to imply that you were speaking French in two ways every time we stopped.
Oh, my.
No, just out the top.
That's not what I meant.
Anyway. Oh, Daniel.
I meant what people usually say, pardon my French for.
Oh.
Jeez. Well, thank you for making that clarification.
Yeah. So what other travel stories do we have? I know, Jenny, you've traveled a lot.
Hello.
We met because you traveled. Yep. And Jeremy has traveled with me too many times. So
too many
who wants to go next?
Let's have another Daniel and Jeremy story.
Jeremy.
How about PodCamp Cleveland?
Okay.
In this particular trip, it was blistering hot, and we had Swiss cake rolls. Those two things didn't mix well, so what did we do? We devised a way of cooling them on the air conditioning vent.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about eating, speaking French again.
So we spoke French because we couldn't eat them.
We spoke Swiss.
I almost said podcast rolls. Anyway, the way I paused, it probably sounded like I was about to speak French. Ew. So I, you know, clarified
Here's
that.
Here's a box. You want the box?
Oh, different speak French.
Okay.
Unless you have a swear jar.
Nope, we don't have those.
Just, never mind. I digress.
Winnie in the chat room does point out they speak French in Switzerland.
Good chocolate from Switzerland and watches. Yeah. Which is probably why people say watch your language.
That is a stretch.
I'm knocking down the random dominoes in my mind, apparently. There was another thing about that trip to Cleveland. There were a lot of moments where two out of two people in the car seemed to be doing something on their smartphones.
The only two people.
I'm not sure anyone was looking at the road.
Yikes.
Well, I was through my webcam as I recorded things.
My goodness.
Yeah, I should say I didn't do any of the driving on that trip.
Wait,
for
is
some
there
reason.
A video for this that- trip?
Yes, actually, you posted a video on YouTube while we were on the road.
Yes. Oh. You think I should find this video?
Yep.
Perhaps not right this second.
I think you should.
Okay.
Excellence in podcasting
you
and all
keep
that.
Keep talking, and I will find this video.
Also, while we were driving, we saw a hitchhiker, and Daniel decided somehow that it would be an awesome tweet to say, I just ran down a hitchhiker. So he charged at this person and narrowly missed them. They jumped over the edge of the barrier. Unfortunately, we were on a bridge at the time. I wonder what happened to that person.
I think they turned into Clark Kent.
Oh. They turned into Clark Kent and flew away.
Interesting. That's what turned Clark Kent into Superman.
Yeah.
In what is that? Bigville, Smallville? As the kryptonite turns, something like that.
disclaimer, that whole last story was false. I was just retaliating for being made to talk.
Well, I will
while
have,
he does other yeah, work.
I will
I was
have,
kind of confused.
I'll have the video in the show notes. But that was also the trip where everything we said turned into pants on the ground.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that sounds great out of context. But yes, absolutely.
Please explain pants on the ground. Please.
That phenomenon is not quite as popular now as it once was.
No.
Yeah, but the Pants on the Ground song and its repeatable pattern. You specifically more than I, turned everything into that song. So, tweeting in the car, looking like a fool while you're tweeting in the car.
eyes on the road, driving like a fool with my eyes on the road.
Mind you, it's a 4-hour trip to Cleveland.
Yeah, or more, I think.
Was it more?
But hey,
at least.
That was the trip when we finally got to learn about and visit GoASIS.
That's
which
right.
Which is that place that you like hyped up as, oh, this place is so incredible. They have Western toilets there.
And water buffaloes.
In the bathroom. In the bathroom.
And barbed wire toilets.
Every stall has your personal water buffalo.
It will flush the toilet for you.
Oh my goodness. With a bucket of water.
But after each use, not once per day. Yeah.
That was a great face, Daniel.
Yes. Oh, GoASIS. The Oasis of Go.
Mm-hmm. If you gotta go, you gotta go to GoASIS.
Yep.
Because they have Western toilets.
Mm-hmm.
And water buffalo.
All their toilets face west.
I think all roads lead to GoASIS. It's not really
true.
That's
quite a stretch.
A few of them do, though.
Jenny, what are some of your travel stories? Because you have traveled around quite a lot.
I've never been to quite a lot. What's it like there?
It's quite a lot.
They just go around in circles around it.
We have Western and Eastern toilets.
Lots of people are walking around saying, quite a lot, quite a lot, quite a lot.
We're all slap happy, I just realized.
Well, when I was traveling around, we would have the opportunity to stay in many, many different houses. People would invite us in and allow us to stay there for the duration of our stay. and
as opposed to kicking them out partway through.
Which would be kind of funny.
Yeah, that would be funny. Not really.
I'm glad they invited you in.
Yes, me too. So anyway, there was this one house. Actually, there were quite a few houses. I have so many stories. But this story is about one house. It was huge. And usually we stayed in threes. So I had two roommates. And the host people, that's what we call the people who would invite us in, the host people.
Hey, host people.
Host people. They actually all left, and we were in the house by ourselves one evening. It was like an off day or something like
that.
Did
you find the silver?
Did I find the silver?
Just kidding.
Well, are you silverware? But that's not odd.
Theft is so far from her innocent mind that she didn't know what I meant.
I knew what you meant.
Are you talking about zombies or vampires, or who is it that silver kills?
Wow, listen to... Okay, if you go back and analyze that conversation, you can learn a lot about the three of them.
Anyway.
Wait, I just implied that I'm a thief. That's not true.
That's bad.
Go on. You better make me stop
talking. We better check Jeremy's pockets before he leaves here tonight. So anyway...
No, don't, please.
Anyway, we were left alone in the house, and it's huge, and we kind of... had fun kind of wandering around and looking, and there was a piano in one of the rooms, so we stayed upstairs and the piano was downstairs, and the friend who played the piano didn't know we were creeping up on her. So here's a video.
Who let these creeps into the house? Who let the creeps in?
Oh my goodness.
What are you doing, Jenny? Get put Amanda in this crazy big house because she's playing the piano downstairs. She won't be able to hear us all by herself. And it's really dark. So we're going to sneak down that stairway. Let's go. You first.
It's a dark stairway.
Oh no. Buffering. Well, they call it loading now.
Everybody's got a water buffering. Yours is fast, but mine is
slow.
Can you? Are creaking, so we've got to quiet.
They're walking down the creaky steps.
I'm trying to be really quiet. We're not doing
a good job.
Knock, knock.
This is when you say, oh, man, why did I decide to wear my German klops here?
Klops?
Wooden shoes. Or,
yeah, what are
clogs?
Clogs, yeah.
Yes, why did I wear my klops today?
I couldn't remember what they were called. She's good?
Wow. I didn't know she played like that. I didn't either.
She plays with her nose. It's amazing how she does a chord.
We have to go through the living room. Piano first, then I don't know where. Okay. It's this way.
This feels like something from Cloverfield. We're about to see a monster jump out.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, let me turn on the light on this camera.
One of the walls explode. And your head.
Now they've entered the living room.
That room over there.
And they're starting to get hypnotized.
You're not going to be able to speak out because
oh, bummer.
The piano.
I'm saying that the piano is...
doorway.
You can see the door from the piano, so it'll be hard to sneak up.
Sneaky.
We're right next to the door. And right now we're discussing how we're going to scare her.
Like good Christians. Very nice piano playing, by the way. The face she has.
Her hands flew up and were shaking. You're like, wow!
Yeah, it's the classic.
Oh, like, wow.
Scary. The horror.
Oh, the humanity.
Oh, we did get her, and it was really funny. Now, that was a huge house. It was really huge.
Yeah, I think you guys got lost in it or something on the way. I don't think I can actually have the video in the show notes, but at least we'll have a picture of the face in the show notes so you can see this extremely scared out
and
face.
And a friend actually did a remake of this video and made it into a horror-ish video. Like they changed the sound so the piano's like, wow, 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 and like they changed the lighting so it's like all ripply and black and white. It's crazy looking. I wish we could put that in the show notes too.
Yeah, and yeah, it's...
We shall try.
We'll see what we can do. But we would love to hear your funny stories, and we would also love to hear your funny stories about Halloween, or send us your funny pictures or funny things that you saw on Halloween, or stories about how you don't celebrate Halloween or anything. I recognize we've got a definitely large Christian audience, so you're welcome to share with us your alternative ideas to Halloween that are funny, because I know there are plenty of them out there. Like, hey, everybody, let's dress up like John the Baptist after he was beheaded.
Okay, wow.
But I will mention next time how my entire Halloween life can be summed up in a single story.
I see.
Yes. No, you don't see.
Oh, okay.
We shall see.
Yeah, so come back for that and send those stories in and funny stuff in by November 7th so that we can record that episode. And by the way, we do this live every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time at noodle.mx. We've got several people hanging out in the chat room. We've got in there Doxen, Nevrothrin, Webter7777, a couple of anonymouses in there. We've got Poppet Doodle.
It's my sister.
And we've got a Newsome, and we've got a Nuisance, and we've got Faye, Jay, and several other anonymouses in there. So check us out every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time at noodle.mx. We'd love to hear your funny stories, see your funny pictures. If you see anything funny on the internet, as you're driving along on the internet, then we would love to hear those stories from you. And you can send those in for our Noodles in the News segment if you would like to share that stuff in an episode with us. But if you want to share anything with us, the way to do that is send it to feedback@noodle.mx or call 859-353-4332 or leave a comment in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/87. And people who are in the live video audience just missed some very fun stuff, as especially now I just turned on the zombie filter for the live video. What? So we now look like zombies.
What the?
You guys are going to kill the bandwidth if you load it.
It's okay.
We're green now.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that again next time.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you can see it too. So, Jeremy, anything else you want to share, or where can people follow you on the internet?
You can follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/ what?
Turn it back on.
/Phlegon. It's PHLEGON.
And Jenny?
Twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
That's JELLO. And no.
Oh. At Jello.
Snook.
Jello Nook. No. Jenny's Nook. Yeah. And follow me at Twitter.com/ The Ramen Noodle, TheRamenNoodle. And check out the show notes and check out all of the previous podcast episodes over at cleancomedypodcast.com. You can leave reviews for us in iTunes, rate us, review us, tell us how much you love us or hate us or anything like that.
Or you could sing us a song.
Yes, we would love it if you would sing us a song, record it, and send it to us. And even if it's not funny, then maybe the sound of your singing will be funny enough. Like maybe you're singing with your dog.
Wow.
Or with really weird expressions on your face.
Or maybe you just think you're good and you're not, and we'll make fun of you.
Yeah. It'll be like the noodle idol or something.
The nidle.
The ramen nidle.
Wow.
So send us your funny stuff. Check out the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/87. And we would love to hear from you, include your funny stories. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. I'm Daniel J. Lewis for Jeremy Laughlin and my wife, Jenny Lewis. Thank you for listening. Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. You can find more of our podcasts over at noodle.mx. Podcasts about podcasting and audacity, Christian worldview, Christian movie reviews with critical thinking, and more. All part of the Noodle Mix Network at noodle.mx. And if you need podcast cover art or web design for your podcast or anything like that, I would love to design it for you. You can check out podcastcoverart.com or djosephdesign.com, or just email me at daniel@djosephdesign.com, and I'll tell you what to look at and tell you how you can look good and make your message look or sound great. And lastly, hey, I just got the new Steve Jobs book in audiobook form for completely free. The way you can do it too is go to audibletrial.com/noodle, and you'll get a free 14-day of trial of Audible, and they'll give you one credit, so you can pick any audiobook of your choice as long as it only costs one credit. And I chose the Steve Jobs biography to listen to read-ish, but you can get it for absolutely free. You can cancel within 14 days, not pay anything, but still keep your audiobook. So check it out. Let me know if you find something good that you think I should listen to, especially like comedy books or anything like that. But that's audibletrial.com/noodle.